In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Who is a deacon? A deacon is a man called by God, through the Church, that after a time of discernment, formation, and preparation, is ordained by his bishop to serve the people of God. The diaconate is a vocation. The word deacon means servant. That is why, as Catholics, we believe that each ordained deacon is the image of Jesus the servant. How many types of deacons are there? There are permanent deacons, which are deacons that are not ordained priests or bishops. There are also transitional or temporary deacons, who after a while will be ordained priests. Both types of deacons are part of the clergy and have the same functions. The permanent diaconate gives the opportunity to married men and also to young singles suitable for this ministry, but the latter must remain in the law of celibacy. Encyclical Lumen Gentium. What does a deacon do? Deacons are called to live their service or ministry in three ways. Service to the Word of God. The deacon is called to be a man of deep prayer, familiarizing himself with the Word of God and being a witness to it in his ministry, within his family, and in the workplace. He must love, preach, and teach the Holy Scriptures in the church and through his daily life. A deacon is also called to teach and educate other Catholics, to assist in the preparation of those who are to receive the sacraments, especially adults. Service to the Eucharist. Each deacon is called to serve the sacrament of the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ through his participation in the liturgy of the Church, through his love and reverence for the Blessed Sacrament, and through his desire to bring the Eucharist to the sick who cannot attend Sunday Mass. By virtue of his ordination, a deacon can perform many liturgical services, including infant baptism, marriages, wakes and funerals, exposition and benediction with the Blessed Sacrament, and assist in the Eucharistic celebration. Service in favor of justice, charity, and peace. Deacons serve as messengers of Jesus Christ, messengers of peace, hope, and love for the poor, disabled, needy, forgotten, and those who have been rejected by society. Through their service and ministry, they promote activities of mercy, justice, reconciliation, and peace. This is a very important aspect of diaconal service. Each deacon must try to motivate his brothers and sisters in faith to commit themselves to the social needs of the poor and seek solutions to their needs. How does a man become an ordained deacon? Like any vocation within the Church, the vocation to the diaconate is identified and nurtured through prayer, discernment, study, and open communication with the spouse, with the children, with the pastor, with friends, and the parish community. A divine call requires an awareness that God is asking for a lifelong commitment to serve his people as an ordained minister of the Church. If a man feels this divine call, then it is necessary that he enter a training program that lasts several years to discern if this call is authentic. The formation, in this sense, is a process of discovery and personal knowledge, deepening of faith, and continuous learning that will help him decide if the call he feels is to the diaconate and if he wishes to follow it. The diaconal formation is a lifelong process by which the person is molded in the image of Christ the servant. This involves not only academic studies, but also a prayer life, values, daily witness, personal and ministerial knowledge and understanding. What areas of life does diaconal formation involve? Diaconal formation seeks to be a total and integral formation of the person. This training promotes growth in four specific areas. Human dimension. Every man who seeks to answer the call of God to the diaconate must seek to attain psychological, emotional, and relational maturity. The key to this growth is true self-awareness. In other words, recognizing his own strengths and weaknesses. This requires a true sense of humility and a desire to be honest and open to change. Spiritual dimension. Each man must grow in his spiritual relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, manifested in his personal and community prayer, in the relationship with his friends and the parish community, in the participation in retreats, in the frequent use of the Sacrament of Reconciliation, and participation in the Sunday and Daily Eucharist. Spiritual direction from a priest is very important. Intellectual dimension. Growth in knowledge and love of the Catholic faith, the Holy Scriptures, the tradition of the Church, the teaching of the Magisterium, our Catholic heritage and culture are essential in diaconal formation. Pastoral dimension. Since the diaconal ministry is a ministry of service, continuous participation in parish life is very important. The desire for collaboration and obedience to authority, meaning to the parish priest, is very important in each individual. What role does the wife play in diaconal discernment, formation, and ministry? If a married man feels called to the diaconate, he must recognize that his wife is intimately involved in the process of discerning his vocation due to the marriage commitment, where two become one in Jesus Christ. This marriage covenant is the first and most important commitment that must be honored and nurtured by every aspiring deacon who is married. Therefore, the wife should actively participate in the program with her husband, with the goal of helping discern his vocation and the possible effect it will have on their relationship, marriage, and family. How does the rule of celibacy affect the diaconate? For married and single men who are called to the diaconate, the rule of celibacy applies differently. Married men can be ordained as deacons of the church. However, if the wife dies during or after being ordained, they are required to live a celibate life for the rest of their lives. Single men seeking admission to diaconal formation must remain celibate for the rest of their lives. There is no exception to this rule. In what official documents of the Church can we find everything related to the ministry of the permanent diaconate? There are several documents that our Holy Mother Church has written about this ministry. But primarily, we have the Directory for the Life and Ministry of Permanent Deacons, written by the Congregation for Catholic Education and the Congregation for the Clergy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.